removal of bad habits.
Hi, I'm Alan Hendry, and welcome to episode one of B underscore Old, better known as Bold, the podcast series where we will discuss an eclectic mix of issues, subjects and themes, all from the unique perspective of the older person. And to help me with our discussion, we have gathered together an impressive panel of four older community members from the northern suburbs of Adelaide, a veritable feast of the who's who from the aged community, who we hope will provide us with a delicious panoply of wisdom and insight into all manner of topics, from the mundane to the ridiculous, from the sublime to the second rate, from the natural to the transcendental. In fact, no subject is off limits. And in this, our maiden episode, we'll be discussing the age-old question of, does size matter? This will be interesting from a male perspective. But first, let me introduce you to our panellists. Lynn, tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, hello, Alan. I'm Lynn. I'm 73 years old. I've lived in the Playford area for nearly 50 years now.
Right.
I enjoy a choir, drama and playing the ukulele.
Rose, hi.
My name is Rose and I'm in my late 80s. I've been here 50 years now and I'm thinking of making it permanent.
Flo.
Hello, my name is Flo. I'm 79 years old and I like to do lots of different activities and I try to keep as busy as possible doing things I love to do.
And last but not least, Cynthia.
Hello, Alan. I'm a great-grandmother and I've got varied interests, and especially with this group of ladies here, and it's a joy to be here and we're looking forward to having a discussion with you.
All right. Now, is it possible? I'll just don't usually ask this because I'm a gentleman, but let's get some ages. What about your ages? Lynn?
I'm 73 years old.
And Rose, you said you're in your 80s. That's close
88.
Enough. Flo?
I'm 79.
79?
I'm in my late 70s.
All right. And I think I'm around 60, so I'm the junior partner here. Right. Let's get into the topic. Does size matter? So we might start with Cynthia. What's your take on, does size matter?
My take on size, that it does matter. But not only the size, but the colour and sometimes the width and the breadth. And depending on your cultural understanding of things, yes, I would definitely say that size matters.
Oh, so a cultural understanding of size is important.
Yes.
All right. Well, we might go to Rose. So, Rose, what do you think about size?
Well, yes, size does matter. But the thing is, if it's too small, what do you do? And if it's too big, how do you change that? Are there ways and means to get it just your exact size?
Flo, any take on this?
Well, yes, I think size matters. I think it's important. And I think if, you know, you take the time and put together all sorts of experiences, then you will get the right size.
Ooh, okay. Lynn, I hate to ask, does size matter?
Oh, definitely, Alan. I like long ones.
You like long ones?
I like long ones. I have tried short ones, but they leave me totally unsatisfied.
Well, I have to say at the moment, ladies, as the only male on the panel, I'm feeling a little bit insecure. Cynthia.
Yes.
So give us a little story, maybe, of where size does matter. Where's something that's happened to you where size has definitely mattered? I'm just interested to get to understand why.
Ah, why it matters to me so much. Well, I've had several different experiences with size in my life, starting off maybe from high school comes to mind.
Oh, so quite early then.
Quite early on, yes. And the colour mattered in those days too, the colour and the length. And if I recall, the width also mattered as well. But you could adjust that to whatever size that was okay. So I'd done a bit of adjusting, of course, and it worked out that it was okay. So, yes, that's my probably one of my first experiences of size mattering.
Right. I mean, I'm Scottish, I've got a Scottish background. I remember my grandfather used to tell me it's no the length or the breadth that matters, it's how you use it. Looks like that's maybe quite
appropriate to my situation. Mm. Yes, I could say that too, because we were quite in a controlled, a controlled area at high school where this size did matter. But it was usually only once a week. So I got used to it after a while.
Okay.
Yes. And I wasn't embarrassed too much.
Well, so Rose, any
sort of...
Well,
there was an occasion, and the first time I saw it, I thought, that's just right. But the second time I saw it, I thought, that's too small. So I thought, what can I do? So I tried tweaking it and pulling it and stretching it. But I loved the feel of it. It was so soft. Finally, I got it just the way I wanted. And I was so thrilled. It felt so beautiful.
I have to say, though, as a man, that's brought tears to my eyes. You're tweaking it and stretching it. I think I'll walk out of here with a limp. It's a limb, I hate to ask. Does size matter? Tell us a time when size has really mattered for you.
Well, it matters just about every time. The width definitely does matter. But I do like the ones that stretch. That definitely helps when they stretch.
It does well.
Oh. You're so right, Lynn.
I think Rose's eyes are watering there as well.
She's good at stretching them.
So, Flo, let's get some...
manipulation, dear.
Oh, yes.
Let's get a good sense of reasoning in here, a nice, reasonable person. Let's get something
well,
from you.
Well, I think your grandfather hit the nail right on the head. I think he was really right that the occasion matters as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And it's... I mean, what you've got to look at really is what is going to give you the most pleasure.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons where size does matter. Oh. You know, whether it be long or short, it's got to suit the occasion because, you know, mm-hmm. The way you feel has a lot to do with these things.
I am learning a lot. Absolutely. These are things my mother never told me. Maybe she should have told me. So I'm just trying to get sort of nitty-gritty specifics now. Cynthia.
Yes, Alan.
How do you know if the size is right? I mean, if you're did you sort of wake up one morning and say, I've decided that this is the right size for me? Or do you have to go by what other people say? Is there a particular fashion?
Well, how do I know when the size was right? Well, first of all, you've got to try it. And if you try it on, you will know if the size is right or not. And then the feeling that you get, does it make you feel happy and comfortable or is it uncomfortable? But is the colour right as well? Colour plays a big part in it for your own, what would we say, Flo?
I think
enjoyment.
Yeah, and satisfaction. Yeah.
Satisfaction is the ultimate.
It can lift your spirits or it can dampen them a little bit. So colour really does make a big difference.
Oh, and is there a preference for colour?
No.
For me, there is.
Not really.
Oh, for you, there is. Yes. And what would the preference be?
I like darker colours.
Darker colours,
such
as?
But I also like pink.
Pink?
Yes. Right. A lovely, pale, smooth pink. For me, seems to suit me. But having said that, black makes you feel smart.
Oh, black makes you feel smart. I've heard that before. So anyone else, colour? A rose colour?
Well, I think it's according to the occasion, isn't it, Cynthia?
Yes.
I mean, I like purple, but I wouldn't have it purple all the time.
Oh.
Because occasionally I want something a bit softer, maybe smoother. Mm. So it goes according to the mood. I'm a bit multicoloured. You know, so.
Multicoloured.
Yeah, it's multicoloured.
And the climate, whether it's hot or cold or... Mm.
Lynn, please help me understand this. How many colours are there? I assumed there was only a few basic colours. Now we're getting into multicoloured and purple. No. Purple, that just makes me cringe. How do you get purple?
Well, I tend to like many different colours. I like the brighter colours. I'm not so much for the duller, darker colours.
Right. No, I'm just getting a little inkling here. So, Cynthia, you mentioned about trying it on. Have I got the wrong end of the stick here? Are we? What are we talking about as far as size matters?
Well, you've got the wrong end of the stick. Now, that could be quite painful, Alan. But for me personally, I was speaking about my high school sports uniform. I don't know what you were thinking about.
Oh, okay. We're talking about... fashion. We're talking about fashion. Does
size...
What did you think, Alan?
Goodness gracious, Alan.
There's a whole weight just lifted off my shoulders. There's me thinking how inadequate I was.
I thought you knew us better than that.
And I know Nestor, our sound engineer, he looks definitely... relieved over there about the size thing. So, all right, so we're talking about fashion.
Yeah.
Big deep breath.
Well, I'd have thought that was obvious, Alan. Yeah. I mean, that's why size matters.
Yes.
If it doesn't fit, well,
that's
it's...
right.
I just can't believe he's got on the wrong...
No, it's misunderstanding, or, well, not on our part, but...
Just on my part.
On your part, Alan. Goodness,
I find that hard to believe, but... let's get into specifics. So, Rose, any sort of specific time where, you know, the fashion, you've had
of
problems with fashion
I'm
size?
I'm talking about my wedding day headdress.
Oh, the headdress.
When I first saw it. It seemed just the right size. The following week, it seemed to get smaller. So I had to try and get it bigger. So that's why I was tweaking it and stretching it. But as I said, I loved the feel of it because it was so smooth and silky. My wedding day headdress.
Oh, okay. Now, nowadays, because we're all sort of 60 and above, going in and buying fashion now, from a store. How does that sort of happen now that we're over 60? Have you noticed any difference, say, from when you were in your 20s going into a store to buy something? What's it like now? What's the experience like for you, Flo?
Well, usually you've got to get your own stuff off the racks because the assistants, I mean, when you get to a certain age, you become invisible. Mm-hmm. So really it's a do-it-yourself thing. You gather a whole pile of things and take them into the change room.
And Cynthia, is that sort of the experience that you've had?
I don't feel that I've ever been invisible, but definitely shopping these days, I have to get a bigger size. But apart from that, my experience of shopping is limited because I'm not really a shopaholic.
You're not a shopaholic?
No.
And Rose?
I have a real problem. Everything's up above on racks. I have to use the walking stick to get down to look at something. Everything's up above. What happened to the good old days when you could just pull a rail around?
Oh, the good
pull
old days.
Pull a rail around? What are you talking about?
Whatever you want to talk about, dear. Do you remember John Martin? Anyone remember John Martin?
Yes, I remember John Martin.
Everything was lower. You didn't have to reach.
Really?
Do you think that possibly people are taller nowadays? I mean, they're all talking about the steroids and the calories.
I've only shrunk 1 inch, Alan.
You've only shrunk 1 inch.
Now you're
4'1".
2.5, please.
The 2.5 makes all the difference. Does size matter? You see, the 2.5 makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference.
I've known a few things to shrink more than
I know five sizes bigger than I used to be.
And so, Lynn, the experience, though, was working with the person selling the goods, so the shop assistant, do you notice any difference now that you're older?
Yes, there is a lot of difference now that I'm older. When I walk into a shop, I quite often get... sent towards all the duller clothes and the darker clothes, where I like the bright clothes, so I go the opposite direction. They seem to think that older people have to wear these dull beiges and greys and dark colours, whereas I don't do that way. I just go and buy all the bright colours. That makes me happy.
Of course, being on a podcast, you can't see, but I can sort of, I'm looking at Lynn, she's on my left here. An amazing colour in her hair. We've got some purples and... was the grey the colour or does the grey come with it?
So. No, that's the colour. I go for pink and purple and blue.
And a lovely top, which is a really sort of vibrant red. And the shoes. Their shoes are amazing. They're sort of all gilded and gold. And
yes, we have to make Crafter feel happy and young.
So there's that sort of inherent stereotype view, I guess, that the older person needs to dress drably or that they've gone past fashion.
Well, that's what I find in the shops. They tend to think you have to dress that way.
I have to say, probably in this room today, there's myself and Nesta, we are probably the ones that are dressed the most plainly. anything you'd like to say to the world at large about going out and shopping for fashion as an older person? Cynthia?
Oh, I'll go out and shop for fashion. The wrong person to be asked that question, because I'm not interested in fashion at all, Alan. I prefer casual comfort. So for me, it's shopping in op shops.
Shopping in op shops. And I also know Cynthia through a theatre group, so quite often Cynthia's on stage in one of my shows. And I have to say, though, that some of the fashion we put you in on the shows is quite
revealing.
Out there. Well, revealing, I wasn't going to say that. Some of your assets are on good show there. And there's a lovely
you are naughty.
But I like it.
So do I, darling.
I'm going red here.
See, colour matters too.
Well, I was thinking you're more into the animal prints. There's a particular T-shirt that you wear, which is a leopard. So I'm just wondering whereabouts that came from. That must have been in your wardrobe. I don't remember getting that for you.
Oh, you know, darling, you didn't get it for me. I had a girlfriend who was quite into that kind of attire. And she said, Cynthia, you might like this, because I was researching clothing for my role.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were researching.
Yes.
Right.
So that's how come I have my whatever tiger print,
leopard skin,
it is.
And the leather pants, yes. Which
The leather pants.
Yeah. It reminded me of was it the early 60s was the Batman series. There used to be the... used to be the Catwoman.
And her
leather pants were painted on. So, not that I'm saying yours were not decent at all. Well, they weren't decent, but it looked amazing. There's still a few things hidden away in your wardrobe, I think, that you don't
probably
want to talk about.
Oh, well, get into these podcasts, and I'm sure you could dig it out of me, and I'd love to talk about it, darling.
So, we've talked about where size matters. Okay, now as a man, I feel I need to talk from a male's point of view here and ask, is there any time when size doesn't matter? Now, be careful what you say here, because there's lots of men hanging off this.
Well, I've been scratching my head about this.
Oh, it's a difficult thing, is it?
It's very difficult. I cannot think of anything where size doesn't matter. I mean, in one situation that I know of, it still definitely matters. I prefer a long black to a short black.
Right.
Oh, that's...
Does anyone prefer a small white? I'm just asking.
No,
there's
like
a deathly silence in the room. Oh, well, I'm going to have to go away to the gym, I think. I feel quite disappointed.
No, I like a long, long one.
You like a long one?
I like them long. Yeah, I like a long one. Definitely a long one. Yeah.
The flow.
I'm quite easy, actually. It depends on the occasion. And,
well, I haven't heard that, actually.
And how you feel at the time.
Okay. Yeah. So flow's easy. Mm. Okay, that's nice to know. Cynthia, help me out here.
Help
Is
you
there
out.
Any time at all where size
doesn't
matter?
Size does not matter. Mm. Okay. I think... What size are we talking about now?
Well, anything.
Fashion?
Anything. Well, no, it can be anything.
It can be anything now. Well, that makes a huge difference then, Alan, because I'm sure our listeners are thinking, varied thoughts, yes. And for me personally, I'm a romantic type of person, so I would think when you first meet somebody, and get to know somebody, size doesn't particularly matter. It's the feelings and the understandings that matter more.
All right. Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you all for coming in and giving us the benefit of your vast experience in this area. Any last words before we finish off? Lynn?
No, I cannot think of anything else I wanted to say. I'm going to go and enjoy a long black.
All right. Rose?
I'll manage with any size. I'll sort them all out.
Flow.
I'm quite happy to go along with whatever.
And Cynthia.
There's one place where size does not matter, in my beliefs, and that is the spirit world.
Oh, well, that's an interesting subject. That's another subject in its own right. I'd just like to say that I've been entertained, I've been educated, and I just feel a little bit less secure now. But anyway, thank you very much. That's all for today. We'd like to talk about our next podcast session, which will be coming up in a month or so, where we're going to talk about nude sunbathing for the over 65. So there's another panoply of conversation we can have. But for now, thank you for tuning in to our very first inaugural session of Be Old, and we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Be underscore old was conceived and produced by Vintage Creative Therapies. Recorded at the Fish Shop Studio, Rosewater, South Australia. Open and closing music, Android Sock Hop by Kevin MacLeod, incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Go to creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.